Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I'm thrilled to introduce you to Jeffrey from Cyber Impact.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to have you. So, Cyber Impact, the name, tell us what it means. Tell us what it's all about.
So, Cyber Impact is an email marketing platform. The name was given like a few years ago, like 12 years ago, because the first company was called Cyber Generation. And then it was just easy to tell, you know, the name Cyber Impact. But we know that it doesn't represent like the whole product and the whole company there. But we're sticking with it there. I think the brand is built on it and we're very happy for it. I'm more, you know, focused on the product and making sure that we deliver something that really works and that is good for Canadian businesses.
Amazing. Speaking of which, we want to highlight, give a shout out to some of the folks that use Cyber Impact across Canada.
Since we're in Vancouver, we have UBC, University of British Columbia, that are using Cyber Impact throughout the whole university, different department and all that. We have BC IT, we have the BC Nurse as well. We have I don't recall the name completely, but I know it's a museum. So we have a couple of great companies here in Vancouver, and we have other clients also in other provinces as well. We're pretty strong, you know, since we're based in Quebec, we're pretty strong in Quebec. But we have a really big client as well across Canada.
Amazing. And why do you think people are leaving companies like MailChimp and Constant Contact and coming to Cyber Impact?
Well, there's a couple of things there. It's when they hear about us, there's, I would say, second guessing their choice, their initial choice, based on a couple of things. First of all, we see a trend of data being hosted in Canada. Companies, government, nonprofit organizations are really looking into bringing back their data into Canada with email marketing. You have a lot of data like email addresses, first name, last name, and other sensitive information there. So they really want to bring back their information here based in Canada. The other thing is the client service that we have as well, and also fully accessible all week there, fully bilingual as well. There's also the pricing. Even though it's not something that we say right off the bat there, but it is something that makes us appealing there. Not only because it's cheaper, but it's also not complicated. So it's a one price with three different plans, but at least it's only one price. So you don't have any surprises like how many users I have, how many emails I'm going to be sending per month, or any extra add-ons. We don't have that. We want to keep it simple. We want to make sure that it's not complicated for anyone to understand our pricing structure.
Amazing. And made in Canada, servers in Canada.
Yeah. Made in Canada, service in Canada, all employees in Canada. We've based like our marketing on that as well there. And we want to make sure that we built a product, you know, made here for the companies, the Canadian businesses.
Incredible. So recently, you guys conducted Canada's largest small and medium business survey.
Yeah.
Do you have any highlights from that that you want to point out or any kind of information or data that maybe surprised you or that you think our listeners should know about?
Yeah, I was. So the survey will be available like for everyone in a couple of weeks there. But one of the key items that we saw in the survey is the way the companies have to deal with working from home and all that there. We saw a lot of return to work, like a lot of that. And we saw not that many companies are offering like fully remote job. And then on the other aspect of it, we see also that it's very split between people in terms of if they prefer working from home or not. We see a lot of a trend of, you know, people that wants to go back to work. But one thing that is clearly highlighted is the fact that people wants to go back to work, but they don't want to spend the whole week. So I think that this is done. You know, it's never going to happen again, like fully, you know, 100% working from work. I think that the companies that can adapt to that and that can offer the work from home or partial or hybrid work from home there would be like the perfect situation for a Canadian worker in the future.
Amazing. And one of the things that I love about Cyber Impact, I saw that you guys have been traveling across the country with the Social Next events. Maybe tell us about the cities you went to and what that's been like.
Yeah, so Social Event, we are a national sponsor. We're finalizing our tour that I call here in Vancouver. Then we'll have another live event in December. We started Social Next in Toronto back in March. Then we went in Calgary in June, spend summer break there, and then go back to Halifax in October. And then we're here in Vancouver. We're already very, very excited. It was like really, I would say, mind-blowing marketing events that we did throughout the year. It was so helpful for the company, and we discovered tons of marketers, people, agencies. So it was very good. So we really liked that.
Amazing. And people have yet to experience a Social Next event, and there's one coming up in Ottawa in January. What can they expect? What's it like? What was it like for you to experience these?
Yeah, so they can expect, you know, as a participant there, you could expect like either a full day or 2 days of speakers throughout, like speakers from many different marketing companies, like big, smalls, medium company. And it's really great because you could like hear like some case studies, or you could hear, you know, that point of view or anything like that there. You could hear me, of course, which is great. If you want to hear about email marketing and you're not fed up of hearing me talking about compliance and all that there. So the content like is super relevant, super diversified as well, which is great. There's always like boots as well. So you could meet different companies with their different product contest and all that. Like it's super well done. Like I really like it. I like the vibe as well. When you know, there's some events you go, you don't feel well. I don't know. It's kind of weird to say there, but you don't feel like you belong there. Social Next event, you always feel like you're welcome. You know, that's the way I feel. And even, you know, from my perspective as a, let's say, a French Canadian, you know, going into a English speaking event, I never felt like I wasn't being part of the gang there. So everyone like super open, super helpful, having great conversation. There's just always also side events, like when it's a 2 day event, you would get like, for example, in Halifax, we got a cruise on a boat there, which was fantastic. We have speaking 5 à 7, so it's always very fun to exchange there. So it's always fun. I really like it.
Maybe I think you touched on a really good aspect and point. Mike Morrison has set a really good tone.
Yes.
Of welcomeness, inclusivity. People get to be themselves. And you don't have to be the big fancy marketer. There's people there who market from, you know, civic governments to... Yeah.
Well, you know what? The events are a perfect reflection of Mike. Like, Mike is a wonderful guy, like super helpful, super welcoming guy. So the events looks exactly like him. And you really feel like you're part of the family, and it's really enjoyable.
Amazing. So universities have figured it out. They can't have their servers in the US. There's privacy laws around, especially public universities and colleges. Why is that so crucial for like associations and nonprofits as well to be compliant with getting their data in Canada?
Yeah, it's not an obligation. I want to make sure that everyone understands that you don't have to move all your data in Canada, but it's strongly recommended. And the reason why it's You know, I'll explain a little bit what we had to go through in Quebec with the Law 25. The Law 25 is exactly, you know, it's an upgrade of the PPI. It's all related to privacies and data management and all that there. And what it says is you need to do an assessment of where your data is. And once you know where your data is, you need to be able to ensure the privacy, the accessibility, and everything and that goes with it there. And this is why choosing like a Canadian product that is hosted in Canada is like a good choice. If, of course, the company like is doing what needs to be done in terms of security and compliance and all that there. But that's the main reason why you get university, NPOs, government entities, all that, you know, asking for or making sure that all the data is properly set up, you know, or hosted in Canada as well.
Why don't you tell me a story about email trends? What's something that you're seeing? I know you can't give away, you know, all the private information about open rate, click-through. But like, what are you seeing when it comes to open rates, click-through rates from the B2C side and maybe on the B2B side, or maybe trends that you're watching amongst your clients?
Yeah, So, you know, all the conferences I'm giving at SocialNext are the last one there are basically preparing people, companies for 2025. In terms of trends, you know, talking about what's the right click-through rate, what's the right, you know, open rate, it's very difficult because it goes, you know, you're going to have to ask which industries you are, what's the frequency you're sending, what is the database that you have, you know, understanding all that. But what we see and what we tell people is that they need to be more personalized in terms of email that they send. So personalization, segmentation is the key for the future there. You cannot send like just a generic email to a generic email address there. You need to make sure you have more information on the person you're sending an email in order to better personalize the experience. Well, it goes back to marketing stuff. You know, if you go to a store, probably the store is going to personalize your experience. Same thing as when you go to an online store, you want to personalize the experience to make sure that people, you know, buy your product. With email marketing, what you want to make sure is that people either click on the link or not unsubscribe. So if you want to do that, you really have to work on the personalization and the segmentation. They're not they go together. They're not the same. Segmentation, it would be more based on, I would say, you know, English and French, demographic, stuff like that. Personalization would be more, hey, Darian, this email is for you. So naming the person. And knowing that, you know, Darian likes bicycle, Darian likes red bicycle, so stuff like that. This would be like personalization and it would be like a key item for the future. The other thing that we see is marketing automation. Like we see a difference between company that does marketing automation versus the one that doesn't do marketing automation. So we see better result with marketing automation and also it goes with all the time that it's saving and all that there. So that's another trends that we see happening in the future. And there's always, you know, I talk about compliance and all that, even though it's not something that people wants to hear about, but preparing companies for compliance. What is funny is that we see government, cities, universities, yes, they are really aware of that, but not SMBs and POs, you know. They're not as worried as they should be. There's new laws coming in Canada that are going to affect that. It's just like a question of, do you want to be late for, you know, the train there or you want to be ahead of the train? So I just want to make sure that you're compliant and that you focus on that because there's going to be like a lot of things to do. And the thing that you don't want to be dealing with data leak or any security issue there. So this is like super important. It's not going to be a trend, but it's, I would say, an action item. The other trend that we see is that is really important. There was like a big update during the year from Google and Yahoo. So configuration in terms of DKIM, DMARC, which is related to deliverability, is like super important. And it's not a trend, but it will affect you on any aspect of email marketing if you don't do anything for that.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And lastly, you're not aware of that because I run it like I was going to, I'm going to be speaking about it at the event this week, but I run a little small survey like a couple of weeks ago. So I asked 150 marketers, you know, what was their top priority for 2025? And I had some pretty interesting answers, and I wasn't like surprised. I was more shocked that only 2% were caring about compliance, which is for me like a big issue. The one that won the most vote there was personalization segmentation. But the second one was, I want to improve my KPIs, which could be like pretty vague there, but improving KPIs, you know, it's I relate to all the things that I just spoke about, like personalization, segmentation, compliance, deliverability, marketing automation. So we see that they're caring and they know where they want to go. But, you know, one of the last answer, and I did it on purpose, was honestly, the answer was honestly all of the above there with a smiley face there. And it was like 25% or something like that. So people know what they want to do. Like they are aware that they need to improve their email marketing game, but they don't know where to start and they're not sure how to do it. And I think, you know, that's one thing that we do at Cyber Impact is that we offer a lot of training, webinars. We go out and speak at different events there, and we're not promoting Cyber Impact. If you listen to me, you will not hear me saying Cyber Impact is the best. I'm going to be talking about all the compliance, all the trends and all that. I'm going to give you useful information just for you to be better at your email marketing practice there.
Amazing. I'm noticing my Gmail app, I'm seeing a lot more photo previews in the app. Is that becoming a trend as well? Making sure that there's a preview image, not just a preview text.
Yeah, so I didn't go into content, but in terms of content, one of the trends there is going to be more images. Like, not more images, but it's going to be a great mix of image and text. But also one of the things that people wants to see is more interactive stuff. Mm-hmm. Like one of my favorite is you could convert like a YouTube video or any video in a GIF, and you could put it in your email and it will be basically playing a video in your email. So that's one of the one that I like. You could have interactive polls in emails, but it's only like available for Gmail or Yahoo mails there. So some of the stuff there, but we see that there's a trend also about the content that you put in your email. There has to be like a good mix of text, images, videos. There's also where you're going to be putting like more CTA, call to action there in your email. You'll see that as well there. So that's it. You see like a little bit more interactive stuff in there.
Amazing. Okay, I got to ask this. So social media, if you define it, it's any sort of media you can socialize with. So we typically think of like Facebook and Twitter, now X, and TikTok because you're socializing with it. But if you think of email, you can forward it, you can reply, you can connect with that email. So let's call it a social media platform. But email seems to be the only social media platform where you actually own the connections and the email addresses. Because TikTok algorithm could change next week. Meta could change any of their algorithms next month.
Yeah.
So knowing that, why should someone make email their number one social media platform they should be working on this next year?
You're basically like making me spoil my presentation on of Thursday, but that is one thing there. I start my presentation by saying, you know, why should you consider email marketing? And if you're not, this is, you know, why you should be considering it. And you just said it there. It's you own the information, which is a big deal there, because when I was in Halifax, one of the speakers came to see me and he just said, you know, email marketing is one of the most powerful tool, but not everyone knows about it. And he said, you know, and that was the thing there. I'm not going to say the name of the company or the guy there, but he said, you know, we sell social media management and all that, which is great. You know, I'm not saying nothing against that. But understanding what you could do with email marketing, like you own the information. You're not impacted by any change in the algorithm. Like a year ago, you know, everyone dropped in their Google Analytics there. You weren't able to track all the information. You weren't getting all the information and all that. So you're always dependent of what they're doing. You know, Instagram, they're going to change something. You don't know how to rank. You know, the best example is you do a post on LinkedIn and you don't understand why it's not working. And all of a sudden you get like, oh, but did you put a link? An outside link, you know, because it's going to impact, you know, the way it's going to appear. And I'm like, why is it like that? I do understand, you know, it's a company. They're trying, you know, they want to be sure that they're profitable. They want to make as much money as they can there. So, you know, they're changing everything. But email marketing, we're not like changing anything there. You're acquiring email addresses the right and legal way. I have to say that. But you're still acquiring, you know, an email address with some information, and it belongs to you until that person, you know, withdraw the rights there by unsubscribing. But at least you know exactly to who you're sending an email. You know, if it's Jeff, you know it's a man there. You're probably going to be sending information that is different from a woman or from anyone else there. So it's something like super important, and owning like the information and where you're sending it and all that, you know, I think it's why email marketing is like so powerful.
Amazing. Jeffrey, is there anything else you want to leave with listeners today?
I would say, you know, I always talk about the least fun part of email marketing, which is compliance. In Canada, I think I would like to say that there's a couple of legislation laws that exist. So it's the CASEL, which is the Canadian Anti-Spam Legislation. Then you have the PIPEDA. If you're not based in Quebec, if you're in Quebec, you have the Law 25. Even though if you're not based in Quebec and you have contacts that lives in Quebec, you're still affected by it. So be aware of that. There's Bill C-27. That is going to update the PIPEDA as well, which is probably going to be like something similar to the Law 25. It is not a current law, but I think that people should be starting to look into it. And one of the best thing that I could say, just to finish, and it's one trend that I see more and more in company, is privacy officer. So we see that coming a lot more, being present, someone that is mandated like inside a company to make sure that the company is respecting, you know, the privacy, the data compliance and all that there. And we see that position more and more inside companies. So some company would have like a full-time privacy officer, but like to give you an example with Cyber Impact, it's me, the privacy officer. So if anyone wants to ask any question about, you know, how do you all my information would be a request going through me. And that's a trend. And this is something that we will see more and more in the future, having someone that is responsible to make sure that the company is compliant with all that.
Amazing. And where can people find you online and Cyber Impact?
Yeah, sure. So Cyber Impact, cyberimpact.com. We're pretty strong on LinkedIn. If you want to find me on LinkedIn, I'm always there, always posting. Just add me. And yeah, that's it. Thank you very much, Darian.
No, Jeffrey, thank you for being here. Listeners, we'll put a link to Cyber Impact and Jeffrey's LinkedIn in the show notes. Thank you for coming this time on Marketing News Canada. Check out Cyber Impact for all your email needs. And maybe you just want to get a little more compliant. That could be like a jingle.
Yeah.
Cyber Impact could have. Be a little more compliant. Because that's what we do. We get you so compliant. Yeah, yeah.
Do it.
Thanks again. We'll see you next time on the show.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded in the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editors Travis Jeffers and The Podfather.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.